and this is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host in what is my last Creative Impact show. Yes, in case you haven't heard, I am retiring at the end of this year after 38 years in the nonprofit arts and creative world here in Washtenaw County and 7-plus years as your Creative Impact host. I want to thank all the WEMU listeners who have joined me in meeting and getting to know hundreds of artists and creatives who live, work, lead, care about, and make a difference in Washtenaw County. You know, I started this show because David Fair, Morning Edition host, invited me to do a weekly show about the state of the arts in Washtenaw County. I can't think of a better way to wrap up Creative Impact than having David as my final guest. David, welcome to the WEMU studio and Creative Impact.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. But, you know, you failed to run this retirement by me. I do not accept it.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, if not a forever, this is at least a nice long break. So let's go back to August of 2017. What did you and Molly have in mind for a Creative Impact show?
Initially, the idea was to explore the financial and economic impact of the arts in Washtenaw County. It is underreported. It is misunderstood. It has such a defining role in who we are as a community. We wanted to explore that and better connect the dots for people to see just what it is that the creative community in Washtenaw County creates, and that is opportunity. So that was the initial idea. Through the course of the years, though, you allowed it to evolve and took it to new places, and we got to know people and organizations in different ways. And what an extraordinary journey it's been.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I hope we've been able to connect those dots over the years and to allow our listeners and our community members to understand the impact, not only the creative impact, but the economic impact. And also we talk about very frequently about the numbers, you know, and about the data. But we've couched that through the people that are doing the work, and I hope that that has worked.
One of the things that has shown throughout the course of the programs that you've done is the passion with which you approach your work, but the passion of the community for the arts and the creative endeavors that show. I simply am overwhelmed sometimes by listening to people and understanding they're not talking about what they do. They're talking about who they are.
And what they love.
Yeah.
You know, and what they, and in many parts, in many places, people can't help doing what they're doing. But, you know, I have said this before and I will go down saying it. I am such a fangirl. I get so much, and I hope our listeners have too, and the people that we've interviewed, learning about, finding out about, and getting to know these people that are just extraordinary in many ways, whether they're National Medal of the Arts winners or if they're people that do what they do because they love to do it and they do it as a volunteer, as an amateur program.
You know, I think sometimes people think of education as something that is finite. You know, you go to elementary school, middle school, high school, college, graduate school, sometimes on to a doctorate degree, but education is lifelong. And that is one of the great parts of this job. It's one of the great parts of what WEMU does. And it's one of the fantastic things about Creative Impact. It educates. And every time I listen, I learn.
Well likewise, I do too. You know, we've hosted more than 300 people and find out how they participate in the creative industries. And there's countless more. I mean, this show could go on for quite some time, but, you know, it's time for me to take a break.
Again, you didn't run that by me.
So I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and we're going to sunset the show. And, you know, there's actually a forward-going plan for Creative Washtenaw.
And that is going to be really interesting because it is something that has been a passion project for you. It is something that you are truly invested in. And before we get into where it's going, how hard is it to step away when you've put so much of yourself into it?
You know, my role with Creative Washtenaw and formerly the Arts Alliance, same organization, two different names, you know, I was actually the founding chair of Creative Washtenaw. So some people might say that I'm dealing with founder syndrome, and that's probably true. But I also have stepped away over times, you know, throughout those 20-plus years that Creative Washtenaw has been around. And what I do know about me is there's no way I'm going to stop being a champion and advocate for arts and culture in Washtenaw County. So I will be involved in some way or another. I will remain involved with the organization as we go forward for these next at least 6 months. As we do the transition. But I'm excited that the organization has made its mark here in Washtenaw County and continues to engage people and to involve people. But, I do need to do my job here at Creative Impact, even though it's my last show.
And I insist.
I'm Deb Pollack, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact. I'm joined in the studio by David Fair, and being that this is my last show, we are giving Creative Impact a bit of a send-off.
And Creative Washtenaw is going to give you a send-off as well, and when it does, it is also going to have new leadership in place, and I think the community will be excited about who the organization has selected.
Yeah, we just announced last week that Anna Gersh is going to be the interim director for Creative Washtenaw. And I'm really excited about that, as is our board. She's going to be an outstanding leader. She brings a lot to the community. Dave, I don't know if you know her at all or...
I know of her work, to be sure, particularly One Love Symposium was one of the organizations that she founded, I believe.
She did, absolutely. So she holds a PhD in education and evaluation research. She's been involved with the Ann Arbor Jazz Fest, Engage at EMU right here at EMU, Bright Futures, Mentor to Youth, One Love Symposium. She's also the chair, I believe, of the Ground Cover News. So her work is incorporating all sorts of arts and cultural forms and in a leadership position and likewise. And she's very creative and has a passion for setting things forward in a positive way. So I think that this is going to play out really, really well.
It's new eyes on an organization.
Absolutely.
And on a community. And through that prism, what do you think she brings that maybe Creative Washtenaw hasn't seen before?
Well, I don't know about not seeing before, but I'll tell you, energy. I mean, as you know, I've been pretty exhausted, and so new energy is going to be important. I think it's going to take her a little bit to get it all under her wing, and then as she starts to shift and change, I think that we were in for good things as far as the organization is concerned. So, pretty excited.
Well, you mentioned that this is the sunset of Creative Impact. It is not, however, potentially the end of our relationship with Deb Pollack. What are you going to be doing for the first part of 2025? Because you are not the retiring type.
No, I'm not the retiring type. And fortunately, Russ Collins, my husband, who's also retiring, and I are the curious type. And we have a penchant for travel. We want to make sure we travel while we're healthy, and we are literally taking a four-month break from the community, and we're going on a four-month tour around the world. So our curiosity will be certainly piqued. We talked about, he and I talked about possibly doing Creative Impact from the road, and I just decided I don't want a deadline. I need to go into this without a deadline, but who knows what's going to come from that.
You know, I can find you anywhere.
Well, that's true. But, and we'll be listening to WEMU from anywhere as well. The opportunities that this community have provided us, we've talked about that a lot over the years. But, this is a special place. Just last week, Ann Arbor was yet named again one of the top 40 communities in the country in regards to arts and culture. We should all embrace that reality. We also know we need to invest in it. We need to have public policy that supports it. As we look forward, we're seeing a shift in the donors in our world. And so we've got to look at ways that we can...
Philanthropy is changing.
Absolutely. And, there's a lot of conversation about the transfer of wealth and the donor cliff, because that's all changing. And what we need to do our best is to make sure that these agencies and these organizations are supported going forward. We just had a meeting with a bunch of them the other day, and people are tired. So many of them has never had a chance to recover from COVID. So I'm going to encourage listeners and anybody who's hearing this to, next time you see that executive director from an organization, pat them on the back and tell them that they're doing a great job, because they are.
Much like Forrest Gump, I'm not a smart man.
Oh, come on.
But I think I just heard what some of your future is going to entail. You are going to be an advocate, and you are going to be out there rattling the trees and rattling the saber and trying to get people to truly invest and become actively involved in the arts community.
Yeah, I can't say that there's no way I'm just going to be knitting and doing bonbons, eating bonbons, because we're just those people. We love this community. It's awesome. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Matt Hobson, who has made this project run, and that you can hear it on the air. And Matt, I just really want to appreciate you as being my producer all these years.
Deb, please don't go.
We're going to miss you. You guys will forget that I'm not even here. It's all going to work out really
well. Oh, we'll
really
notice.
Well.
We will notice.
Well.
But we love you, Deb. You've done such a great job. It's been a great honor working with you. Every Tuesday has just been such a highlight of my week. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt. It's been fun. Absolutely.
And on behalf of the entire staff of 89.1 WEMU, its management, of the administration here at Eastern Michigan University, and on behalf of a grateful listening audience, we thank you for your work, for your commitment, and for your passion, and for sharing it with all of us over the past 7-plus years. It has been a true honor, a true pleasure, and I look forward to whatever the relationship may bring in the future.
David, you're going to make me cry. This is Deb Pollack signing off for the last time as the host of Creative Impact. Go to WEMU.org to find out the Creative Impact archives and check out all the creative people that we have talked to over these years. You have been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Thank you for tuning in all these Tuesdays and meeting the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.